Donald Trump's victory has inspired a lot of people and politicians around the world. One of them is Marine Le Pen, the leader of the far-right Front National in France. After the result came through on Trump, Le Pen said she hopes the same kind of upset would happen in France next year. Le Pen is running for president there. Vivian Walt reports from Paris for Time magazine. So tell us about Marine Le Pen, Vivian, and her party. How do they resemble Donald Trump and his ideas?
Well, I think more than anyone, certainly in Europe, you have a leader kind of waiting in the wings who really is in some ways a mirror image of Donald Trump, a nativist, someone with fairly clear, very similar ideas, block the borders, stop immigration and pull out of the EU, cut international alliances. So in very many ways, she sees a very direct connection between Trump's victory and her potential victory in the presidential elections in France, which are happening just 5 months from now.
So in France, across France, do you find a popular revulsion with the political establishment and political elites and globalization?
It's a very, very stark division, and in very many ways mirrors the kind of elites versus the populists. It's really remarkable how similar the situation is if you get out of the kind of cushy, you know, gilded cage that represents Paris and the Paris elite, and you go out into the hinterland, the heartland of France. You find very, very much what you might have found in Ohio or Michigan or Wisconsin. A lot of very angry, frustrated people who feel utterly alienated from the kind of body politic and the kind of powers of the country and feel like they've been left behind very much. You've had an absolutely stagnant economy through many years, rising unemployment that they cannot seem to get under 10%. And a revulsion, really, at Hollande very much,
François
who seems
Hollande,
to represent this. Pardon, yes, President François Hollande.
So I gather that the European Union is really no more popular in France than it is in the UK, and we just saw the UK vote to leave the EU, the so-called Brexit. Is a Frexit in the works?
This has always been a centerpiece of Marine Le Pen's program, is to get France out of the EU. And in fact, within 24 hours of the Brexit vote, you had the National Front, Marine Le Pen's party, put up posters all over France which said, Brexit, and now it's France's turn, and two hands busting out of chains. So that's their image, and that's their message.
So if Marine Le Pen associates closely with Donald Trump, I'm guessing the first 100 days of Trump's administration could affect her election prospects.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the French are watching extremely closely what happens with Trump now. Of course, it's dominating every single newscast. The whole conversation on every single TV network is, how does Trump compare to Le Pen? Who's worse? What does this do to Le Pen's prospects? I mean, it really is the crucial question at the moment. There are a number of issues that Trump has made clear he wants to tackle within his first 100 days, which have a direct bearing on France, most notably to pull the U.S. out of the climate deal. And the climate deal was President Hollande's singular achievement of his last 5 years in office, and something which Marine Le Pen has been very much against, of course.
Time magazine's Vivian Walt in Paris. Always good to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.